Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Mike Leonard, federal defense attorney. Do you know the band ELP, Mike Leonard?
Heard of them. I'm a little troubled by your lack of range, John, and I would like to throw out there, how about 38 Special, Hold On Loosely?
Ooh, now I know that song. That's a good one. That one always cheer you up?
Oh, yeah. That's my anthem.
I should play that in every time you come on Let's Get Legal from now on.
Exactly. Kind of like the relief pitcher coming in.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Mike Leonard's a federal defense attorney, spent a lot of time in federal court. We were just kind of talking before the break, Mike, and you and I have a little bit on Let's Get Legal about this Mike Madigan trial. And I don't know if we're just in corrupt politician or alleged corrupt politician overload here in the city. But if you would have told me a couple years ago that the Mike Madigan trial, while it does get front page news, nobody seems all that interested in it, I'd have been really surprised.
Yeah, it's a little bizarre. I think the interest in it, if you didn't have the keen media interest, like covering it every freaking day and having the camera crews there, showing him walking in and out, the bizarre thing is I think most people are not paying attention, don't know a lot about it, but maybe have made up their mind one way or the other despite not knowing too much about it. And then the other thing was we've already had the sort of two precursor trials, the ComEd trial, the AT&T trial. So when you're reading this, even in the Trib, you feel like you're reading a story you've read a couple times. So I think maybe some of that goes to the lack of interest as well.
For people that have been not really tuned into this trial, I don't blame you. One of the big things that I noticed, and a lot of people did, was that he testified. You and I have talked about that in the past. That's a tough decision to make, whether you want to bring your defendant on the stand. I'm sure that's one that you have deep conversations with your clients about.
Oh, yeah. Always crucial, always agonizing. If you put your client on and things don't go well, which is a huge danger, then you kick yourself and say, you know, we would have won if we hadn't done that. And then, of course, if the client doesn't testify, particularly if you lose, the client's always going to second guess it. So I thought it was a great decision in this case because they had put into evidence a lot of stuff, including tapes, a lot of audio, and there's really no way to rebut it without testifying and giving your spin and your explanation on it. And I thought they did a very effective job on that. And more importantly, with regard to Madigan, they did a great job of sort of letting him out in public to talk, to be himself, to talk about his background, to, you know, lay the foundation for his work life and political history. So I think they did a real effective job of using him and making him more jury friendly.
Do you think that he's going to struggle with once the jury goes to deliberate, which will be soon, could be as early as next week? I mean, he's a pretty famous name. I imagine during jury selection, they really tried to, at least the defense team did, try and find people that have no idea who this guy is, which for someone that's been in office as long as he had been, it's got to be tough.
Yeah, the funny thing was, especially for a politician's ego, when they had jury selection, which took a long time, way longer than it ever would in a normal trial, there were a lot of people that, like, didn't know who he was, and they weren't lying. However, a lot of the people who did get selected are familiar with him. Some people very familiar with him, but that was a enormous vetting process that went on forever, in which they are allowed to ask people about all sorts of stuff about their political leanings, and not just their views of Madigan, but real deep into what their beliefs are and what politics they aspire, you know, adhere to and what they read. So, I think it's going to be still a tough one for this jury to do.
Someone texted in, it's not a lack of interest. I just don't care about the play-by-play. I'll care if he's found guilty. Until then, I'm not interested. Yeah, I ran into a little bit of that with the Ed Burke stuff as well. Just tell me the finish line. You told me before the trial started that despite the fact that federal prosecutors have great records in the courtroom, this trial you thought seemed to be a little bit harder maybe to prove for them.
Yeah, they don't win them all, John, as we know. But, yeah, they have a good track record. But I think that their approach has been that everything with Madigan is transactional. You know, it's all about if you do this, I'm going to do that. And I think that they had a difficult time proving that it really works like that. And I don't think they proved that. I mean, I think that at the end of the day, the story that the government was trying to show was that, you know, I think they had some line in their closing argument that's all about Mike making money. But my impression from the defense case, which I think was very effective, was that, yeah, people were, you know, kowtowing to him, wanting to do anything that he wanted. But there wasn't necessarily the transactional in direct response to that. And that's what the jury's going to struggle with. So I think it'll be a long deliberation. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a hung jury. I wouldn't be surprised if it's not guilty on multiple counts and hung on others. So I think it's going to be real interesting to watch what the result is.
And I imagine that part of this is the jury instructions, what they're told by the judge. That matters a lot when they start going in there. You would think it doesn't, but when it's complicated like this, a judge has to say a lot of different things, and jurors take some of that information and use it, not to necessarily say, oh, that makes him guilty or not, but it can be confusing.
Oh, it's horribly confusing. I mean, this is a case where the judge had to spend, what, about 2 hours reading them out loud. They then get them in written form. They're crazily complex, even for lawyers. A ton of argument went into the exact wording of certain things. And it does happen, John, all the time, where people get hung up on certain words or certain concepts. And sometimes, very effectively, the defense can use certain phrases and words from those jury instructions and get people caught up on that, unable to make a decision. And this is definitely one of those cases. I mean, it's a Herculean task to go back to the room, and then the judges read them to you out loud, which doesn't mean a lot. And then you got to sit down and go through each count, which are pages and pages long, and then unanimously agree. So it's a tough one.
A lot of people texting in, 815 says, Madigan's nothing compared with national government news. I pay attention more to that these days. I think that's part of the truth of the matter is that even though state and local politics often matter more in our day-to-day lives, the national conversations of politics has kind of sucked the air out of the room.
Yeah, that's a great point. And probably also that he was out of office, you know, when the trial started. I mean, it'd be different maybe if he was still an office holder like we've had in other cases with U.S. senators and things of that nature. So, but yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. You know, the local stuff maybe is not on the front burner as the Trump Biden things and the federal things that they maybe feel like affects them more directly.
All right, Mike, any tea leaves you want to read them for me? I know we haven't even finished closing arguments. They just started today, but we could have the jury seeing it next week. I know you've been talking with a lot of people in the courtroom day after day. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good for the defense, I got to say, and I'm trying to be as objective as possible.
As a defense attorney, yeah.
Yeah, but I think they're going to really struggle. It's going to be a long deliberation. We're going to get hung juries on certain counts and not guilties on others. And therefore, it could lead to another trial.
Make sure you answer the phone when you're wrong for Let's Get Legal still, that you don't just call in sick that week, okay?
Oh, I always take your calls, John. at least after 10 or 12 rings.
Yeah, right. That's Mike Leonard, federal defense attorney. Thanks for your time, Mike.